I'm Jordan Lewis, and these are the stories we're following this hour. On Friday, April 12th, the Senate passed Senate Bill 187, otherwise known as the Capital Budget. Deputy Mayor Michelle Hale says today's 6 p.m. Committee of the Whole meeting is a packed agenda, and the warming shelter in Juneau will be closing tomorrow. But first, on Friday, April 12th, the Alaska Senate passed Senate Bill 187, otherwise known as the Capital Budget. The budget totals $450 million of general fund money and is carefully crafted to promote infrastructure projects throughout the state, address the state's backlog of deferred maintenance, support statewide weatherization, and increase resources for food security, among other priorities. Last month, the House and Senate Finance Co-Chairs, in a collaborative effort, agreed upon a budget schedule with an exchange of the operating and capital budgets on April 12th. With the passage of the capital budget, the Senate and House remain on schedule. The capital budget remains within the size and scope that was agreed upon by finance co-chairs earlier this month. Senate Bill 187 will be exchanged simultaneously with House Bill 268, the state operating budget. The Senate intends to begin hearings on the House's version of the operating budget immediately to ensure passage from the Senate in early May. Deputy Mayor Michelle Hale says today's 6 p.m. Committee of the Whole meeting is a packed agenda.
Lloyd Dryden and Marie Drake uses how to get that process kicked off so that people can actually give us their proposals, different groups. We've obviously been hearing from a lot of people. Also about CBJ employee office space, where eventually CBJ is going to go. We got some choices there. So we've got the Burns building, which is the old Gold Belt building that PFD is in, as one option. And then we have the two schools. So we've been touring those, and we'll be talking about that on Monday.
The assembly will also discuss where the homeless campground should go this summer. The emergency warming shelter operated by St. Vincent de Paul is set to close tomorrow morning.
And that's a really tough choice. We've looked at the rock dump, and then we're looking at the little rock dump. You know, it's hard choices no matter what.
And the future of Telephone Hill will also be discussed, namely looking at how to make it pedestrian-friendly while also providing adequate parking. The Assembly will also discuss short-term rentals in Juneau and the regulation of them. Finally, the Assembly will also discuss the rewriting of Title 49.
And Title 49 is the title that governs how construction happens in Juneau, and it's old. It was written a long time ago, and it was really not written with Juneau in mind. So we're going to be rewriting it, which is going to sort of bring it into this century. And then after that, we'll be working on what's called the comp plan, the comprehensive plan.
Megan Chambers, board member of the Alaska Folk Festival, is part of a 9-person board of all volunteers that work with hundreds of other volunteers and contracted sound experts to put on a show that has a new act every 15 minutes. Yesterday was the close of the week-long 49th Annual Folk Festival. Chambers shares why she loves organizing the event.
I have worked in the arts world for a long time. I am a visual artist myself. Working in my home studio, I wanted to have a way to stay connected with the community, and so I joined the board a few years ago, and it's wonderful to be part of such a big community event where the board members, the businesses, the volunteers, the members all come together to make this huge feat happen, and everyone does it with an amazing attitude and a smile on their face and welcomes both experienced and new musicians.
The Folk Fest can fill just over 130 spots throughout the week, and they had over 170 applications this year, a record number. 1 in 3 got waitlisted this year, and the Chambers encourages musicians that weren't able to get on stage to apply again for next year. She says it was nice to be back in their home venue of Centennial Hall, as it was under renovation last year.
The staff at Centennial Hall are wonderful. They're so great to work with. They're really welcoming and help us pull off a pretty monumental feat of having a new act every 15 minutes on stage, and then a lot of workshops and people in and out of the venue all week and all weekend to have a really inclusive and encouraging and welcoming feel for both professional and hobby, amateur, and developing musicians.
And the warming shelter in Juneau will be closing tomorrow, and with the changes to the Mill Campground, the following items are in need to help the homeless: warm coats, gloves, socks, hats, sleeping bags, tents, tarps, and food that doesn't need to be cooked. These items can be dropped off at St. Vincent de Paul's Smith Hall at 8619 Teal Street today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can also call them at 907-789-2557. Coming up, the organization Don't Mess With Our Kids rallied at the state capitol as well as capitals around the country on Saturday. That story when Local First News continues with Grace Dumas.
Organization Don't Mess With Our Kids rallied at the city's capitol April 13th in Juneau and across the country. Don't Mess With Our Kids is a nonprofit organization that held protests within capital cities across America to shed light on religion and protecting children. The organization, composed of Christians, says it aims at protecting children from teachings outside the Bible, such as requiring that school employees be barred from talking about sexual orientation and gender, along with a call for a full abortion ban at any stage of pregnancy, among other demands. Many speakers took the podium in Juneau to pray and address religious changes they believe should be made in society, politics, and schools. President Joe Biden was nudged further ahead in the Democratic nomination for re-election by winning the party contests in Wyoming and Alaska. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Registered Democrats were casting ballots in two of the least populated states, Wyoming and Alaska. President Biden is the only candidate on the ballot. Challenger Dean Phillips suspended his campaign last month. Alaska has 15 pledged delegates. Wyoming has 17. Meanwhile, Biden's campaign is wrangling with state election officials in Ohio and Alabama to make sure he appears on their ballots in November. That's because both states have a certification deadline that comes before the August Democratic National Convention. That's when the party's candidate will be officially nominated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Maria Loavishuk, Executive Director for Juneau Housing First Collaborative, DBA The Glory Hall, joined Capital Chat this morning to discuss the 2024 Empty Bowls event, the annual fundraiser for Glory Hall Shelter and Soup Kitchen.
So this is our annual fundraiser, Empty Bowls, and it has been at Centennial Hall since, I believe, 2005. And then during the pandemic, we did not have it at Centennial Hall. It was outside of our facility. And so this is the first year where it's coming back full on, where there'll be lots of bowls made by the local artists. They're really beautiful. We have lots of wooden ones and lots of ceramic ones. They're of all sorts of different sizes and colors are really beautiful this year. And then there'll be soups by local restaurants and bread and butter and cookies and music and a dessert auction and a silent auction. And it's just like really a great way to spend your Sunday afternoon with your neighbors and friends listening to music and getting a beautiful bowl.
The Empty Bowls event will take place on April 21st at Centennial Hall from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Tickets are $60 and include a bowl from one of the local vendors. Get your tickets online at jahc.na.ticketsearch.com. Alaska lawmakers are considering a proposal from Governor Mike Dunleavy that could potentially further criminalize homelessness. In addition, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case at the end of the month that could determine if the unhoused may be penalized for sleeping outside when adequate shelter is unavailable. All of Alaska's major cities have struggled to house or shelter homeless populations that often end up on the street. More than 3,200 people are estimated to be homeless in Anchorage, a number that far exceeds the city's ability to house or shelter them. The unhoused are not allowed to sleep where they may block streets, sidewalks, or trails, but a new proposal aimed at deterring protests would also further criminalize homelessness. Rather than a simple violation, sleeping outside could be a crime. If Senate Bill 255 or its companion, House Bill 386, becomes law, homeless people will be further limited in where they can stay. Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Grace Dumas.